What's the kindest thing a stranger has done for you? I got a message that came through. Lisa says, a stranger once paid for my groceries, not knowing I was actually buying food for my unemployed friend who was bedridden at the time. And today she is healed and healthy. God truly works in mysterious ways. Oh man, Lisa, this is such a beautiful story, right? Is that it's something that is so, it's like, I don't even know what to say. It seems so meaningless and such a small dot in the, you know, the bigger picture of somebody else. But this is what somebody else did, and it's incredible. Now it really stands out, and now there's a story to tell, right? Which is so incredible. I got a message also that came through, a voice note coming through from Google, that I'll share a little bit later on. But let me tell you something, right? This is something that we find as people, that we're quite quick to be kind to strangers. I mean, a colleague of mine, Lassie, was just telling me that she says the kindest thing that she can think of that a stranger's done for her is stop at the side of the road. Right at night when she needed help and she's on the side of the road, someone actually stopped. And I know stories of people that would say, man, I had a stranger hitchhike, who I was helping hitchhike, or they helped me while I was hitchhiking, or whatever those stories may be. But here's a question that I have for you, or rather, a picture I want to paint for you, my dear friend, is that sometimes we're like those strangers, which is great. We are the stranger to somebody else saying, oh no, don't worry, I'll buy that coffee for you, or whatever it may be. Or don't worry, I will do whatever it is and be kind to you as a stranger to you. But if we're being honest, friends, sometimes we're the kindest, we're sometimes the most patient people with strangers. We will hold the door for someone at the mall. We'll smile at the cashier and ask them their name. We'll wave another car into traffic. But then something happens when we get home. Suddenly, just like that, we've got a short fuse. We've got sharp words. There's no patience whatsoever. The patience that we had in the afternoon. Why is it so hard for you and I to show love to the people that are closest to us? The people who know us best. The people who know our quirks, our flaws, our best days and our messy ones. Why is it so hard to show love to the people closest to us?
The Morning Drive Show on Impact 103.
And now we're getting ready to really get to the meat of this conversation, talking about loving one another, particularly when it comes to loving our friends and our family. Because for some reason, we get it right when it comes to strangers. We're kind people when it comes to strangers. We will extend a hand. We will love strangers in a way that when we get home, for some reason, this becomes short-lived. We don't stretch out as much. Because here's the reality, friends. Friends and family are often the easiest to say we love, but sometimes they're the hardest to show love, right? So this is sometimes a reality that we see, that sometimes it's so easy to say, oh man, I love my family, or to tell them I love you. Yet sometimes they're the hardest to show love to, because history, because expectations and daily life seems to get in the way. From history of, oh, but I know this aunt, or oh my goodness, I know what you did to me 2 weeks ago, or oh man, dad's never going to show up in this way, or this particular friend is not going to be able to do it this way, because there is history, there's certain expectations, there's daily life that gets in the way of us living out the call of God. In John 15 verse 12 to 13, he says, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love, rather, has none than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend, in the NIV. I love it in the Passion Translation. It says, so this is my command, love each other deeply as much as I have loved you. For the greatest love of all is a love that sacrifices all. And this great love is demonstrated when a person sacrifices his life for his friend, lays down their life for their friend. I don't know about you, friend, but there's something about hearing that and I'm kind of like, okay, this sounds great. I need to be kinder and more loving to my friends and my family. But you see the part of lay down one's life. That's the part I'm just like, wait, I need to understand what you're talking about. I need to understand what you mean exactly when you're saying lay down one's life, which brings to the question, how do we love one another? Practically so, especially when it comes to our friends and our family and lay down our lives. Talking about moments where God shows up, but in love, from strangers is more common than when God shows up in our families and our friend circles when it comes to loving them. We're talking about loving one another, particularly in the space of loving our friends and family, and realizing that we're in a little bit of a predicament in the sense that we don't show this so much. Yet Jesus says in John 15, saying, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. And just before this, Jesus speaks about him being the vine, and we are to be in the vine as we are in him. He is the vine and we are the branches. And a little bit later on, then he says, so now I'm commanding you to love one another. No greater love exists than this of a person who's able to lay down their life for a friend. There's two things I want to share with us this afternoon that I think really speak to this particular space that we find ourselves in. The first one is that we need to realize that this love that Jesus speaks about in John 15, this is practical love. This is not emotional. This is not something that we need to feel warm thoughts for others, like waiting to feel warm thoughts before we do something. If you're a parent, you know that love is there regardless. You don't love your children just because you feel warm and fuzzy only. Or in marriage, you know that you're not just loving your partner only in the days where you feel warm and fuzzy. That would mean nothing's going on, right? But we need to act lovingly towards our family and our friends, even when sometimes, if we're being honest, they could be hostile to us. Think about this. This is something that is so difficult to be able to live out, because it's like, but they're not being the nicest people. How do I actually still go ahead and love them? Jesus, in this particular scene, just before he started speaking about, a little bit later on, after he speaks about John 15 and my commandment is to love you, earlier in John 13, he speaks about washing the feet of the disciples. He actually washes their feet before, in that evening, he starts speaking about love. So he starts the evening's conversation on love by serving an act of love, which is to wash the feet of the disciples. Friend, here's what I want to leave you with as part of our first point, is that sometimes affection will grow as we go ahead and serve others. Sometimes our affection towards each other, our affection towards family members and friends, will grow when we serve each other. But even when it doesn't, the command is to love. That commandment to love remains. And the only way we can live out this commandment, even with our hurt, even with our confusion, even in times it feels like, man, this affection is not growing, is to remain in the vine. It's to realize that this type of love that Jesus is speaking about, which he keeps mirroring, we can't produce it ourselves. We can't make it happen. It's if we remain in the vine that we can be able to show this type of love to those around us. So what are you bringing to the table of those you say you love? What are you bringing to show this affection, this service of love? Because friend, love is about serving others, or to lay down one's life, being willing to sacrifice that promotion in order to be home more time with your family, or setting aside some dreams so you can support your spouse in pursuing theirs, or letting go of girls' night out, or the gents' braai or golf for the sake of choosing your family. And that is love, that is saying, hey, I will serve you in order to show you that I love you.